We're recording, and just want to get the name and title for you from you.
Okay, I'm Ron Brohammer, the city administrator for the city of Richmond, Missouri.
And Administrator Brohammer, there was a meeting, of course, of the Richmond City Council. Can you give us a rundown of some of the issues that were on the agenda and some of the decisions that were possibly made by council?
Sure. We really had an excellent meeting last night. We had a work session that preceded the meeting. I don't know if you want to hear about that or not, but I'll tell you about it, and you can decide what you want to do.
Okay.
We have, as I think everyone knows, and I think most cities do, have a considerable amount of water leaks in our water system due to the age of the system and so on. And we've been looking at a water leak detection company that can come in and help us locate some of the leaks, and so we discussed those with the in the work session. We also have an opportunity to we use CO2, carbon dioxide, in the treatment of our water at our water plant, and we have a company that would rent us a tank, a CO2 tank. A new tank costs about $50,000, and our current tank needs to be replaced, and we have a company that will rent us a tank and then sell us the CO2 at a discounted price, considerably discounted over what we've been paying. So we talked about that. We're looking at GIS mapping. The city's been working towards getting everything in the city mapped with the GIS, with the satellite systems and whatnot. In this year, we're going to try to undertake mapping all of our sewer system, manholes, lines, et cetera, we discussed that. And then finally, we discussed the purchase of some pickup trucks for use in public works. So that was pretty much our work committee. We did talk about, as an addition, we talked about that we have a major water leak that's going on that we're trying to figure out how to get under control. Unfortunately, it's on an 8-inch line, and there's no water valves in the area to shut it down, so that's going to be difficult to work with. But at any rate, that was our work session, and then we moved on into the council meeting, and we had several items. First, the first item of business on the committee or on the council meeting was the appointment of Eric Amix to the police department. So we have a new police officer just appointed and approved by the council. And that brings our police force to a full complement of officers. We have 10 line officers and then the chief of police. So we're really, really happy about that. Seems like a very fine young man. So moving on in then to unfinished business, we've been discussing for several weeks now entering into a contract with Zimmer Real Estate in Kansas City. And we've been looking at them to do some economic development work for us, specifically to develop a long-range strategic plan for economic development and do an inventory of assets and meet with various people around town to kind of determine where everybody would like to see the city going economically. And then ultimately, we think they'll help us with some actual economic development. So the council voted to go into contract with those people for some economic development work, which is really pretty exciting for us. A couple of ordinances that just changed some zoning in a B3 district to an R3 multifamily, and just cleaning up some other items. Moving on down the road, establish the candidate filing dates for hard to believe, but another election is approaching us, and so we get the council just to establish those filing dates for people that are interested in running for the city council, and that really just complies with state requirements. So. A couple of street closures. We have the upcoming Christmas extravaganza parade and whatnot. That'll be on, I believe it's the 5th of December, and so we'll close some of the streets for that parade to take place. And then another street closure for an open house. That's the Ray County Women's Resource Center is going to have a grand opening open house on the 23rd of November at 2 p.m., so They've asked us if we would close College Street between West Main and Franklin for that period of time. They're hoping to invite the community and have a really large turnout. So that's for that. Then moving on to other business, the council did decide to enter into a contract with a company called Western Leak Detection, and they're going to do some. We're going to enter into them for a 2-year agreement, and they're going to help us to try to locate some water leaks that we've been unable to find, and so we think that's a really good deal.
Administrator,
Sorry to stop you.
Is there any projected of locating all those leaks, and eventually, do you have any idea what it may save the city over the long term?
Well, yeah, it's difficult to say. The city has been in contact with these people in years past. The last effort they had with them was in 2008, and it looks like, at least anecdotally, we go back and it looked like they improved the city's water leaks by as much as maybe 10 or 12% over where we are now. So we're going to give them another shot and see if they can help us find some leaks that that we don't know about. And so, you know, it costs about $4.60 just to produce 1,000 gallons of water, and that doesn't take into consideration the distribution of it throughout our system. And so, every 1,000 gallons that we can save and whatnot, we save about $4.60 in production efforts. So it's important, and we do have a lot of leaks. Every city that has any age does have, because the pipes have been in the ground, in many cases, for 50 years, maybe even longer, and they rust, they break, and so on and so forth.
Absolutely.
Sometimes the leaks are easy to find, and sometimes they go on for days or even weeks before they're located, because the only if it happens to be in an area where it, I'll say, is running into a creek or a ditch or whatnot, it takes a period of time before it's ever discovered.
Thank you for that. Thank you, Mr.
The next item we covered was a renewal of our health and dental insurance for the upcoming year. We're with Blue Cross Blue Shield, and we have about a 9.9% increase in health insurance over last year, and a 3% increase on dental insurance for our employees. And we anticipated both of those, and so that was no surprise, but the council had to take action to actually approve the renewal part. And then we did go ahead and contract with Midland GIS. They're from Maryville, Missouri, for our GIS mapping services. And this is it's kind of a work in progress. We've been working with them for a number of years, and also in conjunction with Ray County. Ray County has the base map, and we are in kind of a partnership agreement with them, and we'll do various overlays for the city, the wastewater system, the water system. Eventually, that will all be mapped in on this. The GIS is a geographic information system. It's going to be very, very helpful. One of the problems we're faced with now, particularly in water areas, is we have no idea where many valves are, even where some lines are. So eventually this will all get mapped, and then it'll be very, very helpful to us. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that actually will tie in with helping you locate future leaks as well as other problems.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we'll be able to just immediately identify where problem areas have been, and so we'll be able to focus in on areas that do need more attention than others. So it's a great opportunity to move forward. The whole process will be a number of years. Like I said, the city's been working on it for 3 or 4 years now, and we're just continuing to get everything that the city owns or has will be on this map, and just be able to click on a computer and bring up whatever it might be, a water line, a wastewater line, a manhole. The streets will be on what kind of street a particular surface is, when it was last surfaced, and that sort of thing. So this is really, it's really now technology, and it's going to be very helpful to us.
Well, I'm sorry, did I interrupt?
Nope.
Well, Minister Brohammer, is there anything else you'd like to share about last night's proceedings or possibly something that's coming up in the future?
Well, we did enter into an agreement with a company called Praxair for our carbon dioxide tank, and then the council approved the administrator to try to find a couple of used pickup trucks. So we'll be in the market for somewhere in the neighborhood of $10,000 each, some good used pickup trucks for use in our public works area. So. That was pretty well it then. So it's been exciting times, good things. Our wastewater plant project in Force, Maine is moving apace, and things are going well there. We're overall pleased. There's, as with any project and of that size and nature, there's been some issues, but overall we're very pleased with how it's going, and it's on schedule and on time, and so far, anyway, in budget. That's the best part of all.
Absolutely.